Post-epilogue, for those of you who turn to the back of the book. Was not my place to say so. Bastille! I screamed, holding her bloody body in my arms. Why? She didn't respond. She just stared into the air, eyes glazed over, her spirit already gone. I shivered, pulling her close, but the body was growing cold. You can't die. You can't, I said. Please. It was no use. Bastille was dead. Really dead. Deader than a battery left all night with the high beams on. So dead, she was twice as dead as anyone I'd ever seen dead. She was that dead. This is all my fault, I said. I shouldn't have brought you in to fight Kellerman. I felt at her pulse, just in case. There was nothing. Because, you know, she was dead.
Oh, cruel world, I said, sobbing.
I put a mirror up to her face to see if she was breathing. Of course, there was no mist on the mirror, seeing as how Bastille was totally and completely dead.
You were so young, I said, too young to be taken from us. Why did it have to happen to you, of all people, when you were so young? Too young to die, I mean.
I pricked her finger to make sure she wasn't just faking, but she didn't even flinch. I pinched her, then slapped her face. Nothing worked. How many times do I have to explain that she was dead? I looked down at her body, her face turning blue from death, and I wept some more. She was so dead that I didn't even realize that this section is in the book for two reasons. First, so that I could have Bastille die somewhere, just like I promised. See, I wasn't lying about this. Ha! The second reason is, of course, so that if anyone skips forward to the end to read the last page, one of the most putrid and unholy things any reader can do, they will be shocked and annoyed to read that Bastille is dead. The rest of you can ignore these pages. Did I mention that Bastille is dead? The end.
The end. You've been listening to Alcatraz versus the Scrivener's Bones by Brandon Sanderson, narrated by Ramon de Ocampo. If you've enjoyed this book and this performance, Recorded Books recommends the next book in this series by Brandon Sanderson. Alcatraz versus the Knights of Crystallia, also narrated by Ramon de Ocampo. When Alcatraz and Grandpa Smedri make a pilgrimage to the Free Kingdom city of Crystallia, the Smedri home base, Alcatraz is shocked to see that he is, in fact, a legend. When he was a baby, he was stolen by the evil librarians, and his mother, a librarian herself, was behind the whole scheme. Now, with his estranged father, who is acting indeed strange, Bastille, who has been stripped of her armor, and Grandpa Smedri, who is, as always, late to everything, that's his talent, Alcatraz tries to save a city under siege. From whom? Why, the librarians, of course. You'll find a wide selection of titles in the Recorded Books catalog, including bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. Call us toll-free or log on to www.recordedbooks.com to learn about our latest releases and special offers, order another recorded book, or to read author interviews and narrator profiles. Don't forget to ask about easy 30-day rentals by mail. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.